We can come and learn, we can meet. We may be physically apart, but in the spirit, we are close. We are joined together. Amen. Because we are brothers and sisters of the same. We're children of the same God. He's our Father, making us brothers and sisters. And so as we come tonight, I want to use this opportunity to welcome each of you. We are about to get started. We are here. And the presence of the Lord is here. Amen. Bless the Lord. And so, as we
Amen.
time of prayer, we understand the need this season to be praying. We understand, our adversary, the devil. We know how he operates. Amen. We know how subtle he is. We know his ways, man, and his tendencies. And so, at this time, God has called us into a time of fervent prayer. Amen. And so if you're not yet on board, I encourage you to get on board, to spend some time in your quiet place, spend some time talking to the Lord, spend some time praying, because it is that fuel that will keep us going. Prayer is that fuel that will keep us going. And so tonight we will be praying. Hallelujah. At this time, we are going to go right into our devotional exercise, and I'm going to invite Sister Ingrid White, who will be leading us into our devotion, to come forth. Sister Ingrid, God bless you.
Good
God
night,
bless
everyone.
you. Praise
It
God.
is really a
Good
pleasure.
night,
Good
sister.
night,
Good
Ingrid.
night. Good
Praise the
night.
Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord. It's really a pleasure to be doing tonight's devotion and exercise. Once God called me to do anything, I am willing because He has always showed up for me, and He has not showed up on my timing. He's always showed up on His timing, which is the right timing.
Right.
So I must thank the Lord for this opportunity. It's a pleasure worshiping with my brothers and sisters. It's something that I prayed for God to provide an opportunity for me to worship and worship in spirit and in truth. And so I'm truly blessed to be doing tonight's devotion.
It's gone.
I'm going to be sharing my screen. Bear with me. I'm going to be starting off. Okay.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's the name.
Sister White, do you want me to play the song for you?
Hello?
Yeah, we're not hearing you. You want me to go ahead
Oh,
and
yeah.
play for you?
Yes. See what the Lord has done. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Are you able to hear it?
Yeah. Thank you, God.
What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
On your wedding day, you're going to sing that. Can you see what the Lord has done? When you walk into that property, can you see what the Lord has? When that healing happens, what we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Thank you so much. God has been so good. He has been so merciful. He has been so kind. He has been in our lives continuously, and He has done marvelous things for us. We have to give Him thanks and praise. Let us move into our scripture reading. Tonight's scripture reading comes to us from Isaiah 43, and it's read from verse 1 to 10, and it reads thus. So Isaiah 43, 1 to 10. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, that he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I give Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou hast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, I will give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled who among them can declare this and show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, nor let them hear and say it is truth. Ten and last. He are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant where I have chosen, that he may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God form, neither shall there be any after. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The theme for my devotion is God will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. And I want to leave an encouraging word with us all tonight who are online. The scripture said that he will be with us. He will not let any harm come to us. And so one of the greatest fears we face as humans is the fear of being lonely sometimes. Loneliness can feel heavy, especially in seasons of hardship or uncertainty. But as children of God, we are given a promise that is greater than our fear. The Lord himself will never leave us, nor will he ever forsake us. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. This promise was first spoken to Israel as they prepared to enter the promised land. Moses reminded them that even though he would not go with them, God himself would be with them. Thank you, Jesus. The task ahead was overwhelming, but God's presence was the assurance they needed. The same promise is extended to us tonight. Hallelujah. No matter what lies before us, God is with us. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Also, he said, as he said to Moses, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. To David, he declared, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Hallelujah. To Isaiah, he said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. Jesus, surely said, I will always be with you to the end of ages. Hallelujah. Jesus, God's presence is not conditional. It does not depend on whether life is easy, whether we are perfect, or whether we have it all figured out. Because most of the times we don't have it figured out. It's God we have to depend on. We have to depend on him always. His presence is guaranteed because his love is constant. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry about anybody else's love. We are guaranteed that God loves us. There will be times when feelings try to convince us otherwise. Perhaps you have prayed and it seemed like your prayers are not being answered. But rest assured that God is listening, he's answering. And as I said at the beginning, that his timing is the right timing. Or maybe you have walked through disappointment, betrayal, or loss, and wonder if God was distant. But faith is not built on feelings. It's built on truth. And the truth is, God cannot lie. He said he will never leave you, and he won't. Disciples experienced this firsthand when the storm hits their boat in Mark 4, 35 to 41. The waves crash, fear rose, and they cried out to Jesus, forgetting that he was right there with them. He stood, rebuked the wind, and broke calm. The storm, the story reminds us, the presence of Jesus does not mean storms won't come, but it does mean storms won't have the final word. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You are never abandoned. Even when you can't sense his nearness, he is there working behind the scenes, strengthening your heart and guiding your steps. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Sister, I wanted to play one more song for me. Travis Green, He Made a Way.
Bless the Lord. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We try.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing. Get through this test, but holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win,
I got it.
Wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over. But your grace was strong enough to pick us up, and you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over,
Lord, you made a way.
Backward,
and it looked at
as if it was over.
Lord, you made a way.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us quiet our hearts for prayer. Dear Most Kind and Eternal Father, we are so thankful tonight for your people who are online. Jesus. Mighty God, we come before you, Lord. We have not done anything great. We have not done anything, Lord, but we are here tonight, Lord, only because of your grace and your mercies, Lord. And so we are thankful. Lord, we are thankful, Lord, for the many provisions that you have provided for us. Lord, we thank you, God, for the gift of life. Lord, we thank you for fellowship. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for always being there for us. Lord, thank you for never leaving us. Thank you, Lord, for never forsaking us. Lord, thank you for showing up, Lord Jesus, when others might have forsaken us. But Lord, we thank you that, Lord, you are the beginning and you are the end. We thank you for always having our best interests at heart. Thank you for opening doors. And Lord, thank you for the ones that you have closed. Thank you, Lord, for paving the way for us. Lord, thank you for going in front of us always and clearing the way, Lord. Clearing the way of danger, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. And we can't tell you thanks enough, Lord, because of your grace and your mercies. And that is why we are here and we are so thankful. And so tonight we humble our hearts because we know, Lord, that we cannot do anything without consulting you because you are our Father and you are our friend. And so because of that, we leave everything at your footstool. Lord, I want to tell you thanks for the provisions that, Lord, that you are about to make for us. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you are about to do. We thank you for the things that we don't see, but the provisions that you are making for us. Yes. Lord, you reminded us that you showed up for Moses. You showed up for David. You show up for all these great men in the Bible. And so tonight you are right beside us. And even when we think, Lord, because of the human side of us, we think, Lord, that you are not there and we get impatient, Abba Father. But Lord, we thank you for your word that you will never leave us and that you're right beside us. The songwriter said, when there's one set of footprints in the sand, that is when you're carrying us. And Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for being a provider. We thank you for being the friend. You see each and every one of us online, Lord. Lord, you knew us before we were born. You knew us before we were conceived. You know everything about us. Lord, you know every single thing. You see us. You see us right now. You see our wants. You see our needs. You see every single thing. You see our affairs, Lord God. And so, Lord, I bring every and each and every person who is online in front of you. And you know every single thing about us. And so I trust, God, that you will provide for us accordingly, according to our needs. And we thank you, God, that your riches, oh God, you are rich. And so we thank you for everything that you're about to do. And those who are online, Lord, who are standing in the gap for someone, for a family member, Lord God, for those who have not yet come to know you, Lord and Savior, let us leave tonight with a word so we can minister to others and so we can bring others to you so they can know and come to know you as Lord and Savior. Lord, equip us, give us the understanding, Lord, so we can win souls. And Lord, let your word not fall on barren ground, but Lord, let us bear fruit. And Lord, let the greatest thing of all that when you come, you can say you have done your good and faithful servant. Lord, we thank you
Jesus.
For what you're going to embark on our hearts tonight. And we thank you for everything. And we thank you again. And we leave everything in your hands and everything in your care. And we thank you for being with us and being with us always. We thank you. We thank you for your angels. We thank you for the person who is going to be speaking. We thank you for every song that will be that will minister to us. We thank you and we thank you. And we leave everything in your hands. In your name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
We'll now hand over back to the moderator. Thank you.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Praise
Let
God.
Me greet our platform leaders tonight, all members, friends. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me also use the opportunity Amen. To greet the Holy Spirit, who is most important tonight on this platform. Sister Ingrid, thank you for a beautiful devotion. Thank you for reminding us that God will never leave us or forsake us. Thank you for also reminding us in song that we're only standing here tonight only because God himself made a way. And tonight we are eternally grateful to God because we cannot do nothing, absolutely nothing ourselves. So Amen. If we do not have God, then we are just empty vessels. So tonight I just want to tell God thanks for the opportunity to be on this platform tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so Father, I bless you and I honor you tonight. I give you thanks, Lord, that the pace on this platform has already been set. Mighty God, I pray that you will continue to be with us tonight. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to lead us, mighty God, to do your will and your way on this platform tonight. And so, Lord, I hand everything in your care tonight, mighty God. Every prayers that will be prayed tonight, Lord. Every person that will be praying these fire points tonight, mighty God, I ask you to
Trending
lead them.
Products.
Let nothing, Lord, be done of self tonight in the name of Jesus. And God, let your holy will be done among us. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. And tonight, Matthew 7 and verse 7 says, ask and it shall be given unto us.
I love you, Lord.
Camille. Yes. Okay, thank you. Are we hearing me? Are you hearing me, Claire?
Amen.
Yes, amen, sister.
Bless the Lord. So tonight, Matthew 7 and verse 7 says, ask and it shall be given unto us. Seek and we will find. Knock and it will be open unto us. And so tonight we're going into a time of prayer. The Lord wants us to ask, even though he already knows the requests and the desires of our heart. We want our healing, we want our deliverance, we want our breakthroughs. We want a lot of things from God. And all God wants us is to ask. And not just ask, but when we ask, we need to lift our faith in God and he will Amen. Come through for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is indeed an awesome God. And so with no further ado, I'm going into our first prayer point tonight. And tonight we're going to be praying for our children. Proverbs 22 verse 6 tells us that we should train up a child the way he should grow. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. The Bible makes it clear that children particularly the vulnerable should be protected from harm and mistreatment. And there are some children among us tonight who they're not living as children. They're being mistreated. And some persons, sometimes we know about these situations and we hush. But tonight we're going to, Sister Nadine, I'm going to ask you to do this prayer point. We're going to seek the face of the Lord and ask God to just protect our children. Even when we are not there, we need God to protect them. Even sometimes when we are there. Sister Nadine.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I join with the scripture that says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. I just want to praise him. I just want to lift him up. I just want to glorify his name. He's worthy of praise. Hallelujah. You are great.
Hallelujah.
God, you are powerful, you are awesome, my God. Through the flood, through the waters, through the fire, oh God, you will be there with us, and we just bless your name. We glorify you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. Mighty God, tonight we just praise you because you are worthy of praise. My hallelujah, our hallelujahs belong to you tonight, Lord, and we lift them, we raise them up to you, great high priest, king of all kings, Lord of all Lord. We
Hallelujah.
magnify you tonight, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. There
Hallelujah.
none like you. Hallelujah. You said in your word tonight, God, you will be with us even to the end of the earth. My God, we praise you. Oh, God, I
Hallelujah.
you are worthy of the praise. You are great. You have given your word. You are a God. You cannot lie. And you have given us your word. We honor you tonight, Lord. And we bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You say, God Almighty, we are to be careful for nothing. Oh, God Almighty, between everything, with prayer. Oh, God Almighty, thanksgiving, or make our requests known unto you. Oh, God Almighty. And so tonight, Lord, we come with a request. Oh, God, our supplication, we come, Lord, our petition, we bring them to you tonight, divine God. And Lord, one such is our children. Oh God Almighty, you were tired, Jesus. My God Almighty, when the parents begin to bring the children to you and the disciples will back them back, Almighty God, but you say, no, allow them to come. And so tonight, Lord, we do the same. We are bringing them to you. Oh God, from near and far, the ones that we know, oh God Almighty, the ones that we don't know, once they come under the category of children, we bring them to you, Almighty God of heaven. Oh, great God and Savior, some be our nieces and nephews, our cousins, our children, our grandchildren. Oh, God Almighty, we bring them to you, Lord. And once we bring them to you, Lord, we set them at your feet, my God Almighty. And we pray, divine God, that you will pick them up. Oh, God, you will put them in your arms, mighty God of heaven, and that you will bless them, mighty God. I pray, divine God, tonight, as you look at them, oh God Almighty, in love and compassion, I pray, divine God Almighty, that you will breathe upon them. I pray, God Almighty, that you will cause them to know their worth. I pray, divine God Almighty, that you cause them, oh God Almighty, to know who they are, my God of heaven, and that which you have allowed us, oh God Almighty, to impart unto them. My God, we pray, divine God, that this will be so, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the right thing, the good training, divine God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, tonight we pray for divine protection over them. Oh God, we are living in a cruel world when the hearts of men are desperately wicked. Oh God Almighty, sometimes we read in the papers, we would hear on the news, my God Almighty, some gruesome things that are happening to children. But thou great Jehovah, the one who sits high and looks low, we pray, divine God Almighty, that as you look low, God Almighty, look down in compassion upon your children, we pray tonight. Oh God Almighty, we pray that you will be with them in their going out, be with them in their coming in, divine God, be with them on the different buses, the different taxis, be with them in the classroom, be with them on the street,
yes,
be with
Lord.
them wherever they go, divine.
Yes,
God, I pray your divine presence will be with them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray against everybody influence in the name of Jesus. We pray against peer pressure in the name of Jesus. Divine God, we pray
Hallelujah.
against every negative things. Oh God,
Hallelujah.
I pray Father, whispered into their ears. We pray in the name of Jesus. My God, that as you breathe on them, oh God Almighty, they will be covered comprehensively under your blood in the name of Jesus. Oh great God and Savior, my God Almighty, cradle them tonight, great God. Some are hungry and sad. Oh, some don't have parents, some don't know where to look, some are hustling for themselves, but God, wherever they are tonight, oh, you are God who knows the four corners, you are God who knows even, oh God, up down into the depths of the sea, you can see, so God, you know where they are, oh God of heaven, and you can gather them together, oh God Almighty, and you can bless them, you can provide for them, oh God Almighty, you can make them, oh God, into great men and women, stalwarts and pastors, oh God Almighty, and leaders, my God Almighty. So tonight, God of heaven, gather your children, oh God Almighty, cradle them, we pray, protect them, divine God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God Almighty, we come against every sacrifice,
in the name
God
of
Almighty,
Jesus,
that has been set for your children, God, tonight, adults, they are doing it for reasons and cause. But we plead the blood of Jesus tonight against everything that comes from the kingdom of darkness against your children. In the name of Jesus, my God Almighty, we pray that blood coverage be over them. In the name of Jesus, we pray tonight, divine God. Oh, you are God, and there's nothing that is hard for you. Your word tells me, oh hallelujah, that you create everything, principalities and powers and dominions and thrones, there are created for you. And so, God Almighty, your children are special to you. Oh, you did not say, let there be children, but God, you formed them and you breathe into their nostrils a part of you. And so, God, tonight we pray that you will protect your investment in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God of heaven, we plead your blood. Oh, God, we wash you with your blood. Oh, God, some have been molested. Oh, God, some have been abused. Oh, God of heaven, sexually and otherwise. But we pray against them tonight.
In the name of
Jesus. My God Almighty, we pray in the name of Jesus for our little boys. We pray tonight for our little girls,
God,
that you will protect them, oh God Almighty, from the enemy in the
name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, kingdom of darkness, let go, God, speaking in them, in the name of Jesus. My God, tonight, you wrap them in your blood, oh God Almighty, and I pray, divine God, that they will be in your name, oh, where the righteous one, your children will be in your name, and where they will be safe. Oh God, we pray for homes and parents, we pray for teachers, we pray for caregivers, that God will treat them with love, that they will treat them with respect, my God, that they will come to an understanding that as a child they will speak as a child, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God Almighty, that as love be shown, oh God, to your children, they too in love will feed the love, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come against every ill trust, the bitterness, the who don't trust adults. God, we come against that in the name of Jesus. My God Almighty, oh, we place your bloodstained mark upon them, everywhere they are tonight, in the name of Jesus. Everyone on the platform tonight, my God, that have a child or children in their home, oh God Almighty, we wrap them in your blood, we wrap them in Psalm 90, oh God Almighty, and we say they that dwell in your secret place, God Almighty, they shall abide under your shadow tonight, divine God, may your children be abiding in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord, everything that the enemy would have planned for them, we cramp and we paralyze, we pull down, we nullify. purify, we break, oh God Almighty, we uproot, mighty God, and we cast out, we plant love, peace, joy, goodness, mighty God, in their lives, love and respect in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch them. May your spirit rest upon them, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of understanding, excellent spirit, be rest upon them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And God, as you guide their eyes, oh God, that they will see the right things to do and say in the name of Jesus, let your will be done in their lives. Amen. Oh God Almighty, we pray that they will be great. Oh God Almighty, we pray that they will be awesome. Oh God Almighty, great men and women of Father, in the name of Jesus, as they grow up and know you as Lord and as Savior. So God, tonight we call on you on their behalf, that you will rescue them, mighty God, that you will save them. And Lord, that your hand will rest upon them and give them peace, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, mighty God. And so tonight we're going to go right into another prayer point. And tonight we'll be praying for the leaders of this platform. And I just feel led to, you know, to just target our leaders tonight to be praying, because there's just something about leaders where, you know, something, you know, there's just some awesomeness about their prayers when they pray over us. And tonight, oftentimes, I just want to remind us that oftentimes we believe that our leaders are not facing anything. But, you know, I just want to remind us tonight that our leaders are the ones who are mostly targeted by the enemy. So tonight we have to pray. We have to embrace our leaders. You know, we have to understand too that they too, though they toil, sometimes when we're sleeping and we're having our rest and our leisure times, our leaders are there, you know, just praying over us and just covering us. But they too are going, they face something. So tonight I'm just going to ask Brother Deacon Scott to just pray over our leaders. Hebrews 13 and verse 17, it says, obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves. For they watch your souls as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. So tonight, Brother Scott, I'm going to ask you to pray for the leaders of this platform. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We magnify your name, Jesus. We are in awe of your presence, mighty God. Your train filled the temple. We cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Lord, our life is in your hand.
Yes, Lord.
We exist only because you live. Because of you, Lord God, we are strengthened to mount up with wings like eagles. We will run and not be weary. We'll walk and not faint, because you are the strength that we abide in, Lord God. And so this very hour, Lord, as we come, humble as we know how, we place our leaders into your hand, Lord God. Without you, Lord God, we can do nothing. We need a vision, a clear vision, Lord God, so that we can lead your people in the right direction. By ourselves, mighty God, we are nothing. And so we pray that you will empower us, mighty God. Give us insight. Give us wisdom, understanding. Cause us, mighty God, to be fired up. Hallelujah. To birth new missions, Lord, so that we can steer your people in the right direction. Hallelujah. Many of us on this line tonight, Lord, are burdened down somehow or the other. Many of us, mighty God, are at a point of indecision, a point where we need you to come, and a point where we need to see you move, a way in which, mighty God, will make a marked difference. Lord God, is as if we're going around in circles. The same thing that we faced yesterday, we see it again today. But Lord God, we stand in the gap and we pray, mighty God, that you will cause us to have the lively hope in us, mighty God, burning day and night, carrying the burden of this ministry. So many of us, mighty God, are attached to this ministry, our families, some way or the other. I pray, mighty God, that you will give us resilience so that, Lord God, we'll be able to tolerate the burden of these missions, mighty God, that you have called us into. Mighty God, I pray that you will give us that firm foundation, that, mighty God, nothing will rock this ship of ours.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
That, Lord God, we will stand firm in the face of adversity.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
When trouble time comes, mighty God, I pray that as leaders, we will lead by examples.
My God.
Many a times, mighty God, our own situation seems to get crowded. Our own situations, mighty God, seem to get so dark at times, mighty God, and would throw us off the trail. But only you, Lord God, keep us at times. Many a times, mighty God, we stand too in a place where we is as if we're not hearing your voice the way we would want to hear it.
Jesus.
Many a times, mighty God, the dry season would come upon us too.
Mighty God.
Many a times, mighty God, we need a word. Hallelujah. Many a times we are going through some situation where we cannot share it with any and anybody because of how it is, Lord God. Many a times, mighty God, you would deposit some things in us that is hard to understand.
Oh,
that, Lord God.
God,
if we are not rooted and grounded in you, we will be drawn away by to our own destruction. Mighty God, I pray that you will give a lending ears to us as leaders.
My God.
And Lord God, you will create a channel from our lips to your ears.
No,
in glory, Jesus. Mighty God.
That's
so that as we receive the throne of grace, mighty God, that it will be a ready answer for your people. Many, many, oh God, of our members, Lord, are being bombarded. The messenger of Satan come to buffet them day and night,
my
Lord.
God.
And how we need the strength to discern
Jesus.
What the members are going through, mighty God. Oh, we need, mighty God, the discerning power of Almighty God to
Jesus.
Give us, mighty God, that unction in times like this,
hallelujah.
So that the very words of our mouth will be lined up, mighty God, with you, so that when we speak a word, it will be a rhema word, a
my
word,
God.
Mighty God, that is ready and active, a word, mighty God, that will bring healing and deliverance, a word, mighty God, that will come up with salvation, a word, Lord God, that will touch the very heart, the very core of your being, and you will send the deliverer in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for leaders that will be empowered in time like this, and leaders, mighty God, that will catch the vision.
My God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, mighty God, that even the very shadow, our very shadow, mighty God, will bring forth that deliverance and that healing in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will cause us to see what you have invested in us, Lord, as leaders for this time, and use our weapon, because the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but it is mighty through God, to the pulling down of stronghold, casting out every imagination and every thing that exalts itself above the name of God, and bringing into obedience, yes, mighty God, I pray for that end time revival to begin in us, Lord God, so that we will be stronger and we will do exploits in your name.
Name of Jesus.
Your word tells us, Lord, that if we're willing and obedient, we will eat of the good of the land. I pray, mighty God, for obedience in us as leaders. Yes, mighty God, many a times, Lord, we would get a word for an individual, but to the way, mighty God, our interpretation, our expectation of that word, mighty God, we may think it may be too harsh to
my
share
God.
Such a word, but I pray, God, that you will give us holy boldness.
In the name of
my God.
I yes, pray, Jesus. God, that our face will be set like flint.
Flint.
In the name God. Of Jesus, in that our face will glow with the Spirit of Almighty Jesus. God, that we'll be able to call a spade.
Yes,
mighty God, I pray that we'll be leaders that don't compromise your word.
Jesus.
I pray that we'll be leaders, mighty God, that doesn't base our religion or our salvation on consumer fears.
My God.
We recognize, mighty God, that we are living in a consumer environment where, Lord God, the gospel of Jesus Christ is watered down to entertain as many as possible. Yes,
my
mighty God.
God,
it is formed up so that, Lord God, many, oh God, are comfortable with it. But I pray, God, that we will be a leader with a difference that won't market, oh God, consumer religion. But we, Lord God, will give the religion, the whole time religion.
My
yes, Lord,
God.
That was good in enough for
name
Paul
of,
and Silas.
Yes, in the name
that
of
will
Jesus.
Be good enough for us, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
I pray in the name of Jesus.
In the name
yes,
of
Lord
Jesus.
God, that faith will arise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God, I pray that faith in us, Lord, will arise in the name of Jesus Christ. That as we give ourselves and reserving unto you, Lord God, that great things will happen in your name. I pray, God, that you will bring us to our knees and cause us, Lord God, to be humble at the foot of the cross, knowing, mighty God, that is you who had called and you who have equipped. Yes, mighty God, and you are the one who has started a good work, and you will see it through to completion. Place us as leaders into your hand, mighty God, in the other palm of your hand. Yes, mighty God, I pray, Lord, that our words will be seasoned with salt, that we will know how to answer every man. I pray, Lord God, that we will live at the foot of the cross in the name of
Jesus.
Yes, Lord God, the people that hear you, mighty God, that hear your voice, that makes a difference. Yes, Lord God.
Jesus.
Many times, mighty God, many would come here on a Tuesday, a Thursday night, so burdened down with problems. Lord God, feeling all sorts of aches and pain in the body. Mighty God, being sick. Yes, Lord, for too long. But we as leaders, Lord, many a times, because of our own situation, we don't pick it up in our spirit that there is a sister or brother that is online that needs emergency surgery. Yes, mighty God, that there's a sister or brother that is standing in the need of prayer. Yes, mighty God, many a times, with our dull understanding, we don't understand, Lord God, that our self must be placed behind. And Lord God, we are to look for the good. Yes, Lord God, that
Mighty
is
God.
among us. Yes, Lord, to look for those that are perishing and
yes,
to bring them,
Jesus.
Lord, to the fold one more time.
My
Many, Lord God,
God
would come on a Thursday at the brink of giving up and that only have one straw to hold on to. And Lord God, if that straw should burst, they would go on back in the vial. Yes,
my
Lord,
God,
I pray, God, that as leaders, you will cause us to be so equipped to
my
pick up
God.
Such a one mighty God.
That
as on the verge, yes, Lord God, of going through the rough side of the mountain.
My
yes,
God.
Lord God, we will be a leader that won't look at the smile, but that will look behind the smile and
My
see
God.
What is there, mighty God.
My
Many
God.
Times,
In
Lord,
the name of
we'll ask somebody,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord, how are you doing? And they would say that I am all right, but deep within, mighty God, something is happening on the inside that
My
only
God.
You, Lord God, can cipher out. I pray, God, that as leaders, we will catch the burden. Yes, Lord God, and we will stand back to back with your people, Lord, and
in
lead
the
them to
of
Calvary.
Jesus.
In
My
the name
God.
Of Jesus, I pray for the
Hallelujah.
Fire of God to
fire
fall.
God.
Yes, mighty God,
mighty
as
God.
We speak your word, that
Jesus.
There will be a consuming fire, mighty God.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I pray, God, that we as leaders, as we stand before your people Thursday
Jesus.
After Thursday, yes, mighty God, that we will be so transparent. Our life will be pure, mighty God. Our
My God.
Life will be clean in the
My
name
God.
Of Jesus.
In
that
the
we will
name
be washed
of
in the blood of the Lamb.
In the
Cleansed,
name of
mighty
Jesus.
God, and purified for a cause like this. Yes, Lord God, so that when we stand in the name
in
of Jesus, nothing shall stand against us. Because, Lord God, we are fired up. We are fired up for you, Lord, and we stand, Lord, in your authority. You have
in
given us
the
authority to bind and to loose. Yes, mighty God,
My
you have
God.
Given
Hey,
us.
Jesus.
And we stand, Lord, knowing that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven.
In heaven.
Whatever we loose on earth is
it's
loose in heaven. We
in
pray,
the name
God,
of Jesus.
That you will
yes,
cause
Lord.
Us to catch the vision, the
My
commission,
God.
Lord God, that
yes,
you have
Jesus.
Commissioned us for a
Jesus.
Time like this, in the name of Jesus, I pray,
My God,
God that you will use what we have. If we have a staff, Lord, that if it falls to the ground, just like Moses' staff, it
yes,
will turn,
sir.
Mighty God,
Hallelujah.
Into something unexpected.
In
yes,
the name
Lord
of
God,
Jesus.
That when we
My
say
God.
A word, yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord God, it will bring
Hallelujah.
Forth healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Lord God, I pray, God, that there will be a Macedonia call that
My
will cause
God.
Us to answer to mighty God.
Jesus.
That, Lord God, we will stand in your name, mighty God,
mighty
and do
God.
Exploits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We give ourselves to you, mighty God.
Yes, Jesus.
Nothing in our hand we bring.
My God.
But simple to the cross we cling. Naked we come to you for dress. Helpless we look to you for grace. Fold us to the fountain fly. Wash us, Savior, as leaders are we die.
Oh,
while we draw this fleeting breath. When our eyelids close in death. When we soar to worlds unknown.
My God.
To see you, Savior, as you are.
Oh, God.
Rock of ages.
Rock
Clip for us as leaders.
Clip for
My
us.
God.
Let us hide ourselves
hide
in you, Lord God.
In you, Jesus.
Let the water and the blood
from
the riverside which flow.
Mighty God.
We have sinned a double cure.
Lord.
Cleanse us from this guilt and power.
Oh, God.
Not the lame of our hands. Can fulfill thy last demand.
My God.
Could our tears forever flow.
Flow
Jesus.
Clap for us, mighty God.
Jesus, Jesus.
Lord God, we are the ready cry. We are the prime target of the enemy.
My God.
When the enemy comes in like a flood,
my God,
he wants to seek to take the top, the head.
My God.
But I pray, God, that you will stand with us.
Stand with us, Jesus. Stand with us, Jesus.
Yes,
it's not easy, mighty God.
Stand with us, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
It's not easy waiting for a word from you for your people.
Please.
It's not easy, mighty God, standing in the gap.
Jesus.
Many a times, Lord, when we intercede
Jesus.
For your people. Oh, God, when we're done getting up off our knees. It's as if, mighty God, our breath has fallen, has failed us.
Oh,
we want, mighty God, to make a difference. Oh, we want, Lord God, to represent you the way that we should represent you.
Yes, Lord.
Mighty God, many times, we would have like a brother or a sister calling us, Lord God,
yeah,
for a word, mighty God, that can take them through this season.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Sometimes, mighty God,
Jesus,
we would be in our own valley.
Jesus.
Trying to work out our own salvation.
Jesus.
But when duty calls, mighty God, you have called us to be selfless as leaders, mighty God. Mighty God, we need you.
Need you, Jesus.
We need you, Lord God. We place Sister Camille into your hand at this time.
Hallelujah.
You alone know the battles that she fights day
my
in, day out.
Jesus.
You alone knows, mighty God, what surrounds her.
My God.
But I pray, God, that you will place her into a new class even now.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray, God, that you will place her into an oasis right now. A fertile place in our deserted land, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that you will place her, Lord, where the healing waters flow.
Oh, Jesus.
I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will lead her by your outstretched hand even now. As you lead this group, mighty God, I pray, God, for divine intervention.
In the name of Jesus.
The seed, mighty God, I pray for new wine in our vessel even now. I pray for new wine, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will build a hedge round about her.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, mighty God, a garrison around our Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That is impenetrable from the enemy. That when the darts come in, mighty God, from the devil, it will just go back to sender.
Mighty God.
Lord, I pray for her. You're covering over her, Lord. I pray for Hilda Edwards, mighty God.
Jesus.
Lord, I pray you will cover her household even now.
Jesus.
I pray, mighty God, that you will seal up our finances, every hole in it, mighty God. You will cover our mighty God. Lord, I pray that you will put your hand upon her for good.
My
I
God.
Pray, mighty God, for her health in the name of Jesus.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, that she will be healthy in the name of Jesus.
Oh, my God.
No complain, mighty God. Lord God, I come against every attack on our health in the name of Jesus. I speak Jesus all over her.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, mighty God, build a hedge round about your daughter even now.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, mighty God, for Sister Nadine.
Mighty
Lord, God. I pray for our children. You'll cover them, Lord. Protect them from the evil
Jesus.
One.
Name
I pray,
Jesus.
Mighty God, Yes, Lord, that you will build a hedge round about her.
Yes,
You
oh,
will fence
Jesus.
round our house.
In the
Set
name
our
of
house in order, mighty God.
my God.
Yes, mighty God, I pray, Lord,
In the
that
name.
when, Lord God, that when you show up,
My
Lord
God.
God, that there will be no interference
In
from
the name
nowhere
of
in the
Jesus.
home, mighty God.
In
But
the
when
name of
your time come for she to intercede, yes, mighty God, there will be no interruption
In
in
the
the
name
name
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus. I place Sister
Thank you,
Terry
God.
into your hand.
Yes,
I
oh
pray,
God.
God, your covering over our life,
Yes,
in the name of
over
Jesus.
our husband, mighty God,
Name of
a
Jesus.
mighty man of valor, that you have called for a time like this. I
Hey,
pray
God.
even now, Lord God, that you will cause him to see that which you have deposited in him.
In the
That,
name of
Lord God, you
Jesus.
will cause him to realize that it is due season.
Oh,
Yes,
God.
mighty God, it is due season. Lord God, in due season it shall come to pass, and we are
In the name of
declaring it
Jesus.
that this is due season.
Hey, yes,
Thank you,
Lord.
mighty God, that you
Thank you,
are
Jesus.
able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that she may ask or think,
Think,
according
my
to the
God.
power that is working in and
Working
through her even now.
in
I
the
pray,
name of
Jesus
Jesus.
Christ of Nazareth, that as you build a wall around us as leaders, that as we speak your word, Lord God, there will be healing across this platform.
In
There
the
will be
name of Jesus.
deliverance across this platform.
In the
There
name
will
of
be
Jesus.
salvation across this platform. That the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be accepted in your sight. Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. I pray,
My
Jesus
God.
Christ of Nazareth, that as we speak the word, it will come to pass. Ignite us afresh, mighty God. Have
In
your
the name of
sweet
Jesus.
divine way in us, Lord, and through us as we tell you thanks.
Thank
In
you,
Jesus'
Jesus.
mighty name.
Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty
Glory to
name.
God.
Oh,
Thank
hallelujah.
you,
I don't know,
Jesus'
Lord.
mighty name.
In the name
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
I
mighty
don't know
God.
what you're going through this evening.
My God.
I don't know what your situation is right now.
My God.
But
Jesus.
the Lord is saying that he who had begun a good work in you
Thank
will
you.
see through to completion. I don't know who that word is for this evening.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord is saying, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning.
Morning.
It may look rough. It may look all torn up, as if you cannot recover. But the Lord is saying it is recovery time.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Everything that the enemy, oh Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
My God.
Oh God, 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. The enemy comes to create havoc in your life, but the Lord is saying that he sees and knows, and this what you're going through is only a test. This what you're going through, sister or brother, is only a test.
My God.
Hallelujah. He sees and he knows. And in spite of that, he make a provision. Hallelujah. He make a provision for you. Hallelujah. Be dismayed. He is still God.
Amen.
And he's working out his purpose in and through your life. Count it all joy
Yes.
concerning the fiery trial which is about to try you. Because God is saying that he is not slack concerning his promise, and he's able to take you out of whatever dilemma you're in.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. To
Praise.
God be the glory. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Sister Jody.
Hallelujah. Oh Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Thank you, mighty.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus,
Jesus.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Praise
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister
Thank you,
Jody.
Jesus.
Yes, Sister Nadine.
Yes. Can I get 1 minute just to cover Brother Scott because he's a part of the team and he did
Yes.
not pray for himself. So Lord, even now, remember Everton Scott, you are a manservant, you are handmaid. And oh God, as he had poured out and that he has called unto you on the behalf right now. We place him into your hands. Cover him comprehensively. His home, mighty God, cover them, his family, cover his position and his possession in the name of Jesus. Try every trap and every plan of the enemy and everything that the enemy would have set up to bring him down. Tonight we cast them down. We render them null and void. We call them powerless in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare, Deacon Everton Scott, you and your family, that you are covered comprehensively in the arms of Jesus, under the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
As we move right into another prayer point, Proverbs 16, verse 3, it says we should commit our words unto the Lord and all our plans, and he will establish it. And tonight, I just want to tell somebody that God don't want a piece of you. God wants all of you, all of us. God is jealous, and it doesn't make sense. We say we are serving God, and we are one foot in and one foot out. God wants us to plant both our feet in him. So tonight, Sister Camille, I'm going to ask you to pray that the Lord will help us to give him our all and not just a part of us. Hallelujah.
Oh God. Oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, mighty God.
Someone says, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you.
With holy things. Oh God.
Oh God Almighty, empty we are and broken before you tonight as we come. We come in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh God Almighty, your handmaid, whom you have sent to die on the cross, that we may experience life and life more abundantly. As we give ourselves to you, Lord, we surrender. Lord, we surrender our hearts. We surrender our minds. We surrender, Lord, our spirits. We surrender our soul. God Almighty, we surrender our flesh. Lord Jesus Christ, the fibers that are knitted together to constitute our being, we surrender it to you. We surrender, Almighty God, the spirit man. We surrender, Lord God, our subconscious. We surrender our consciousness. Lord, all that we are, all the different components that come together to form us, we give it all to you. And Lord, many a times we would say, we give you our all, but we give you our whole on. But tonight, Lord Jesus Christ, we are surrendering everything that we are, everything that we have been, everything that we are about to be. We give it all to you, Lord. We give you our life. We give you our families. We give you, Lord God Almighty, our organizations, everything that we're a part of, Lord. We lay it in the palm of your hand. We give you our desires, Almighty God. We give you our emotions, Lord God. We pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, because Lord, we might want to surrender our all to you, and maybe at a place where we don't even know how to do it. So I pray tonight, Holy Spirit, that you will first locate us, that you will reveal yourself to us, that you will minister to our hearts, that you will teach us step by step, inch by inch on this journey, how to surrender, oh God Almighty, to you. We give you absolute surrender, complete completely, entirely, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, our plans that we have, the ones that we have in the back of our mind, the ones, Lord, that we have been praying about, we surrender them to you, Lord. And Lord, many a times we come to you and we say, God, this is my plan. I pray that you will open this door. I pray that you will bless me this way. But Lord, tonight as we come, Lord God, we come in a time of surrender, not saying
yes, Lord,
this is what we want, because that's not what surrender is. When we surrender, Almighty God, we give it to you and we take whatever you give back unto us. And so our plans, Almighty God, as we surrender them to you, Jesus, we pray that you will reveal to us the next step, the next way of the journey. Because
oh,
Lord,
God,
even our way, oh God, we surrender to you. Even the next moment, we surrender to you, which means, Lord, we have to be in constant dialogue with you, Lord Jesus Christ, to know where to put our foot next. And that is, oh God Almighty, our intention. We do it with intentionality. We do it deliberately, Almighty God, because we refuse any longer to operate or to pretend to operate, Almighty God, as if we can do it on our own. Lord, we understand that we are nothing without you. We recognize, Almighty God, our nothingness. We know, Lord Jesus Christ, that if you take the very air that we breathe, that, oh God, is very necessary for our survival, should you remove it from us, Almighty God, then we become, oh God Almighty, dust. For dust was what we was formed from, Almighty God. And should you take that air, dust is what we will return unto. So we understand, Almighty God, that we are nothing without you. We understand, Lord, that we cannot operate without you. Though, Lord God Almighty, there are times when we may, oh God Almighty, do things on our own without consulting you, Jesus, oh God Almighty, and it may appear as though we don't need your consent. But as we come tonight, Lord, oh God Almighty, we surrender our hearts to you, and we ask that you will forgive us of those times. Forgive us, Almighty God, of ever even thinking, of ever even entertaining a thought that we can operate without you. Oh God Almighty, I pray today that you will help us to understand what it means to fully surrender to you, because in order to surrender to you, Lord, we must know and acknowledge your presence, your existence. We must
Hallelujah.
Understand what it means, oh God Almighty, to fear the Lord, not Almighty God, to be afraid of you, but to fear you, oh God Almighty, to show reverence and awe when we get into your presence,
oh,
to shun, Almighty God, the very appearance of evil, because Lord, we know you and we know what you stand for, and we know that if you dislike something, Lord God Almighty, then we automatically should dislike it as well. That when you love something, Lord, we should automatically love it as well. Oh God Almighty, reveal to us day by day what it means, step by step, what it means, Almighty God, to show that we are fearful, oh God Almighty, of you, not in the sense of the word that we're afraid, but Almighty God, in the sense, Lord Jesus, where we reverence you with all that we are. So God Almighty, as we come, we lay ourselves on the altar, we spread out before you, mighty God. Prostrate, we fall. We give you all that we are. We submit our plans for next year, for the next 5 years, for the next 10 years. We surrender our destiny. We surrender our way. We surrender our jobs. We surrender our children. We surrender all that we are a part of, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We surrender our bodies. Oh God Almighty, you say, be holy because you are holy. And so, God, if we're surrendering to you, it means that we're going to, oh God Almighty, be a part of the things that are holy. We will not, oh God, mingle and meddle with the things that are of the world, with the things that are of the forces of darkness. But surrender,
oh God,
Almighty God, means tonight that we walk in holiness. We walk in godliness. We are sober. We are vigilant. And so I pray tonight, Lord, if at this time we are not yet at that place of surrender, where we fully surrender, and when we are walking in holiness, then I pray tonight, Lord, that you will open up all the heavens, Lord God, and God, empower us for the journey, because truly, Almighty God, we know that the journey is not easy, but we know that it is possible. We know that it is necessary, and we know that with the help of the Holy Spirit, we shall overcome, Mighty God, and be able to walk in the righteousness of Almighty God, because our own righteousness before you is like a filthy rag. So we pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ that you will quicken our mortal bodies and help us to be alert, Almighty God. Help us to be sober. Sometimes, God Almighty, the enemy comes up and we're lured into some situations that we're not even aware of it until we find ourselves, oh God Almighty, succumbing to that temptation. But I pray that as you quicken our bodies, Lord, and as you empower us to stand for holiness, that when the temptation come upon us, Lord, that will want to take us out of our holiness, that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will, oh God, allow us to be vigilant, to be able to recognize this temptation and to walk away from it, Lord, being a victor in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ, all that we are, we give unto you. Our minds, we give unto you. It is yours. Oh God, establish yourself at the forefront of our minds, Almighty God. So the thoughts that are trying to enter into our minds that are not of you, Lord God, they will have to contend with you and your presence before they can enter us. We are declaring over us that we are children of the Most High God, and we stand in that word. Oh God, we represent everything that that word stands for. Oh God Almighty, we don't just use it casually. Oh, I'm a child of God. No, but we will stand, Mighty God, for everything that Jesus stood for. We will cost it what it will, but we will stand tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing who we are, knowing to whom we belong, in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus Christ. So absolute surrender, Mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Some of your children are in the valley of decision, Lord. They want to surrender, but something keeps holding them back. The enemy, the world, the things that easily beset us. They're tugging, they're pulling, they're ripping us and just drawing us in certain directions. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, we break every stronghold, Almighty God, that is preventing our surrender. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break, Mighty God of Daniel, the spirit that hold us bound, in Jesus' mighty name, we release ourselves into your hand. Yes, God, we are releasing ourselves, trusting you in every for the meaning of that word to be lived in our lives. Lord, many times we say that we trust you, but Lord God Almighty, hallelujah, if we understood what it means to trust you, then we would realize that we really don't. And so we pray, God, that you will birth within us new trust in you, Almighty God, hallelujah, that if you say close your eye and fall off the cliff, Jesus Christ, without second guessing, we will do it, because we trust you to the point that we know, oh God, one of two things will happen. You are going to teach us to fly, or you are going to catch us, Mighty God. Help us to have that level of trust birthed within us, Almighty God, that level of trust. But that trust, Mighty God, only comes from a place of absolute surrender. So guide us on that journey. We don't know how to do it without the Holy Spirit. We cannot do it without the help of Holy God. And so we pray, God Almighty, that you will teach us, help us to move away from our stubborn mindset, deliver us from our stubborn mindset. Absolute surrender, Mighty God, will bring about change in our lives. We will change our patterns of thinking. We will change the way that we do things. We will change the way that we pray. We will change the way that we interact. That's what absolute surrender does. It brings about transformation in our lives. And so we pray, Almighty God, that as we surrender, Jesus Christ, there will be evidence of this surrender in the way that we react to others around us, in the way that we pray, in the discipline that we have for the word, in the time that we spend in your presence, in the name of Jesus Christ. Absolute surrender means if I'm sitting over there having a conversation and the Holy Spirit said, get up, it's time to pray, without hesitation, Lord God Almighty, I will get up and run to my place of prayer. Father, I know, Almighty God,
yes,
that for that to
Jesus.
happen, we need discipline. So, God Almighty, birth that discipline within us in the name of Jesus and help
Jesus.
Us to understand that it really does not matter how many times we
Hallelujah.
Pray to be disciplined. If we don't get up and act, we will never be disciplined. So, give us, Almighty God, the drive, but help us to understand that we have the willpower to get up and move when the Holy Spirit of God speaks to us without delaying. In the name of Jesus, absolute surrender, mighty God, means that there are times when we'll get a word to deliver, and it will not be the most favorable word, and it might, oh God, result in people mocking us. It might result in people saying ill things about us, but because we know you, Almighty God, and because we're surrendered to you, Lord, we will still get up and release that word and be not afraid, God Almighty, because we know that you are the one who gave us that word to be released. Absolute surrender, mighty God, means that we're not going with the crowd. We're growing, we're going in the direction that God wants us to go. Even Almighty
in the name
God,
of
it is
Jesus.
Not the direction of the crowd. In the name of Jesus, give
Jesus.
Us that boldness, mighty God, for us to surrender. Absolutely. There's so many things that we need. We need boldness, Almighty God. We need
yes,
discipline,
Lord.
Jesus. We need consistency,
Jesus.
Mighty God. We need empowerment, Jesus Christ.
Yes. Jesus.
Today,
Yes,
that as we
Lord.
Surrender, Almighty God, that you will empower us, that you will pour into us that which we need to stand in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Mighty God, may you teach us how to release ourselves to you, withholding nothing. We release our plans to you.
Yeah.
Yes, we have
it's
our
all
plans.
Nothing.
We put things in
it's
place
all.
For our plans. But as we surrender to you tonight, Lord, those plans, we will never go through with them if they are not approved by you, because we have surrendered fully to you, Almighty God. We surrender this ministry to you, Almighty God, asking you to move through, asking you to walk through, asking you, Almighty God, to take charge, to sit in the middle, to allow every activity that happens within this ministry to be confirmed, to be ordained, to be spoken by you, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, we surrender it fully into the palm of your hand. We surrender the members fully into the palm of your hand, asking you, Almighty God, to do what you will among us in the name of Jesus Christ. Teach us, Almighty God, bring us to a new level, Holy Spirit. Show us what it means to surrender in totality in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we look to you, Lord, we know that when we give you our full control, full access in our lives, Almighty God, when we allow our lives not to revolve around you, but to revolve through you.
Through you, my God.
And we will experience, God Almighty, the desires of our hearts according to your glory. Mighty God, we invite you to come, not just to come and to be there, but to come and to take charge, to come and to
yes,
lead,
Lord.
To come and to direct, to come and
yes,
to disrupt
Jesus.
The order, to come and to
rebuke
the curse, to come
Jesus.
And to
Jesus.
Take charge, to
my
come
God.
And to, oh God Almighty, establish your presence. Mighty God, you're not just there like
yes,
a fly
Lord.
On the wall, but you are there, Almighty
Jesus.
God. You are speaking. You are manifesting.
Yes, mighty
you are
God.
Allowing your presence
Jesus.
To be felt in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
You're
bringing
Jesus.
Transformation in our lives in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Look unto you, mighty God. We call it done tonight in
Hallelujah.
The name of
oh,
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
And as we give to you, establish
Jesus.
Them as you will. And if you don't want to establish them as mighty God,
oh,
then Lord Jesus, do what you will, because we surrender to you and we glorify.
Hallelujah.
Honor you tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray and we
Hallelujah.
Say,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus.
God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Mighty God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Sister Camille.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And our next prayer point is a prayer of thanksgiving. But before we go into that prayer, let me just share something with you. You know, 2 weeks ago, my cousin and I, we sat and we were talking from about 25 minutes after 7 in the night. And when we stopped talking, not finished, it was about something after 1. And, you know, through the conversation, we were reflecting on our childhood days coming up to now, we're old. And through the conversation, we got a lot of reminders of how faithful God has been to us.
Oh God.
Amen. Has been good. He has been awesome. And sometimes, you know, we're going through our trials and we're going through a lot of stuff. But God told us in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 8 to give thanks in all circumstances.
Yes.
He didn't say some. So if we're sick, we're to give thanks. If we don't have any money, we're to give thanks. And if we have money, we're to give thanks. Every circumstances, all situation, God wants us to give thanks. So I'm going to ask Sister Camille to play this song, All My Life Has Been Faithful. And as she plays this song, just listen to the word and just think of how faithful God has been to you. Hallelujah. And right after this song, finish playing. Elder Edwards, I'm going to ask you to go right into a prayer of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Jesus, I worship you, Lord.
'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Hey, mighty God, I give you thanks.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Running after us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give thanks tonight, my God, because your goodness is running after us. So we surrender now. We give you everything. Oh God, your goodness keeps running after us. And so, Father God, as we come before you, we give you thanks that you are God. And we bless your name, that your anointing is upon this platform. We thank you, oh God, that you, the Holy Spirit of God, rest upon us tonight. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity that we can come before you, seeking your face, making intercession. Oh God Almighty, we give you thanks that your ears are open unto our call, my God Almighty. And so, Lord, we pray tonight in the name of Jesus that you hear our voice, the sound of our voice, God. That you hear, oh Lord, and have mercy upon us. My God, I thank you tonight that you are our all in all, that you are our strength, our God. And so, Father, we thank you, mighty God, that you have heard our prayers tonight.
My God.
Touch, and I come in agreement with all the prayers that have been prayed tonight. Oh God Almighty, I thank you that you hear and answers prayer concerning our children. My God Almighty, I thank you, Lord, that you hear and your answers prayer concerning the leaders of this group.
My God Almighty,
I thank you, Holy God, that you hear and your answer prayer, that we have completely surrendered our all to you, mighty
Jesus.
God. Oh God, I worship you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah. Thank I pray Jesus. Your name, Jesus. My God Almighty, I thank you for your faithfulness.
Yes, Lord.
That you are that faithful God, the God who stands up for us. Oh God, I thank you that when we forget to stand up for you, that you never cease to stand on our behalf.
My God.
Faithfulness, oh God. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. All that we need, your hands have provided. Great your faithfulness, Lord, unto us. And so, Father God, we thank you. We give you thanks. Thanks, Lord, thanks for all that you are to us and for all that you will ever be. We thank you, Almighty God, that if we need a doctor, you are there for us. I thank you, God, that if we need deliverance, you are the Lord, our God, our deliverer.
Thank you, Jesus.
That when the battles get hotter and the conflicts soar, you are there with us, fighting on our behalf.
My God,
and give us the assurance that we should stand still and see your salvation. You said, oh God, that you will fight for us, and we shall hold our
peace.
For that we thank you, oh God Almighty. Oh God, I thank you, oh God Almighty, that as children of God, we are faced with adversity. My God, hallelujah. And so, Lord God, as I look at my God Almighty, your servant Job, how you stand up for him.
Oh, my God
Almighty, Satan is that devourer, but we thank you that you are our defense. Oh, God, in Job chapter 1, verse 7, oh, God Almighty, you said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered you, God, and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. My God, and from we know, God, that if Satan is walking to and fro, oh, God Almighty, is running to and fro and walking up and down, we know, God, that he's there stirring up trouble. Oh,
my
God.
God.
Chaos, causing mayhem.
Jesus.
But we thank you for your word to the psalmist, who says many are the affliction
of the righteous. But
God,
deliver us
from them all.
Oh, Jesus.
God, I pray tonight that as your Holy Spirit walk to and fro upon this platform, my God Almighty, Jesus, touching each life. You see our needs. You see our desires.
But my God.
You are our Jehovah God, our Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
Thank you, Jesus.
So whatever our needs are, mighty
yes,
Father.
Yes, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you, God Almighty, that we are victorious over everything that the enemy would have thrown at us. Because, Lord God, you are our defense.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Almighty God, that as challenges face us, my God, you are there to ward it off. Your word tells us, Almighty God, that 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000. And we thank you for the assurance that even though they come from left, right, and center, none shall come nigh us. God, that they shall fall at our feet and we shall trample upon them. My God, I thank you tonight that you have given us charge over Satan, because you built him as a serpent and you caught his hand and our heel to crush his head. And so, God,
yes, Lord.
I thank you for that authority, and I pray,
God,
that your people will use this authority as a
defense. Yes, Jesus.
Enemy.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, ugly.
My God,
yes, Lord.
I thank you tonight, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
God. My God, that
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, there is not a workplace that is represented here that the enemy does not try to wreak havoc and to dig up.
And
cause us to want to give up and to
But
God Almighty, I thank you for your word that you have given the power, as you have given King Hosea the power to demolish and to tear down and to bring.
Jesus,
every plan of the enemy
to yes, Lord. Thank you,
Peter.
Oh, God,
thank you for your Holy Spirit.
Thank you,
the Holy Spirit. Oh, God Almighty, that give us the power and the authority to overcome, my God Almighty, affliction.
Thank you,
my God Almighty. I pray.
Thank you.
And I thank you that you have the power over the depression that person upon this platform.
My God.
Who has, God Almighty, who want to succumb, oh God, to depression. My God, I pray.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you that you have given this person the authority to speak to depression and to crush it. Go in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God, I speak to that spirit of depression to lift your hands of God's property
in the name of Jesus.
Oh God, I thank you for deliverance.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your people. Oh God,
thank you
that you are with us. And I pray, Almighty God, that even as you deliver us, God Almighty, sometimes we are so entangled in this yoke that you have set us free. My God, you have released us. You have unwrapped us, but we lay still, because we still feel tied down. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that gives us freedom and gives us the nudging to recognize that we are delivered.
Delivered. God. Thank you, Jesus.
Tonight, God Almighty, and I thank you for the songwriter. Oh, God Almighty, from the moment that we wake up till we lay our head, help us to sing of your goodness. Because
my God,
you have been with us through the fire. You have been with us through the flood. Lord, you have been with us through whatever difficulties you have been. You have been with us in good times and bad times. My God Almighty, I thank you tonight for all that you are to us and for all that you will ever be. I thank you, Jesus, as I glorify your name tonight. My God, I thank you, Holy God, that you are the great healer and that you are here with us. You know, God Almighty, even before the affliction come upon us, that it will come, and you have already prepared the remedy. My God, I thank you that you are that great provider. I thank you, Almighty God, that you are that great sustainer. I thank you that you are the I am that I am of our lives. So I thank you, Jesus. Oh, God Almighty, I thank you for everything. Thank you, Almighty God, for the breath that we breathe. Thank
my
you
God.
For the ear, Almighty God. Thank
yes,
you,
Jesus.
That we are able to walk and talk and to give you glory. Thank you, Jesus,
thank you,
for all
Jesus.
That you are for
us.
I thank you for this platform. And
thank
I thank
you
for mighty move. I thank you for the leaders. I thank you, Almighty God, for the persons who are willing to give of themselves. Oh, God,
thank you, Jesus,
that you are with us. And so, Lord, we surrender ourselves to you as we tell you thanks for everything, oh, God Almighty. Thanks, Lord, thanks. Thank you, mighty God. We give you thanks for all you have done. Thanks tonight as we bless your name. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. And as we come down tonight nicely, we thank the Holy Spirit for being here with us tonight. And tonight we're going to pray for the requests of our people. So if it is something that you can hold in your hands, it's a term I'm going to ask you to do this prayer. If it's something that you can think about, just lift your faith in God tonight as Sister Terry intercede on behalf of our request tonight. And just cover the people of God on the platform under the blood of Jesus, Sister Terry.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We worship you.
Hallelujah.
We lift your name on high. Quiet. And we give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We exalt your name, Lord, as you empty me, mighty God. As you cleanse me, as you wash me, as you purify me, O God Almighty. As we come in agreement, O Lord God Almighty. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Let my prayer and my request come up unto you as a sweet smelling perfume, Lord. Let there be nothing in my life, in my mind, in my mouth, in my spirit that will be a hindrance, Almighty God, to the requests, hallelujah, of your people coming up unto you, Lord God Almighty. And I pray that you will open heaven, hallelujah, upon all the requests that are here. You know, like Jesus, I don't know, mighty God. But Lord God Almighty, I pray that your Holy Spirit will give me utterance as you lead me into prayer concerning your people. Thank you for the prayers that have been prayed, Lord. And we come to you, oh God, Lord, in faith, in good faith, knowing, Lord God Almighty, what your word says, that whatever we ask of you, believing, asking in the name of Jesus, we shall receive it, Lord God Almighty. And tonight we believe, oh God Almighty, that you are God, you are capable, that you are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords, you are the supernatural God. Hallelujah, Jesus, you are the one who speaks, and it is, you spoke, and it was. Hallelujah, you are from the beginning of time, you are our beginning, you are our ending, Lord God Almighty. There's nothing that you cannot fix, oh God. There's no problem, oh God Almighty. There's no sickness that you cannot cure, mighty God.
Mighty God.
No problem.
Hallelujah.
There's no solution. Hallelujah, exists that you cannot fix, oh God Almighty.
My
and I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. And Lord, yes, we have not yet begun to understand who you are, because we have lost so many sleepless nights. We have lost our health. We have lost, hallelujah, friends. We have lost so many things, Lord, all because we do not carry everything to you. And sometimes we don't carry, Lord. And instead of us leaving it on the altar, we take it up back, mighty God. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, by faith, we leave all the situations on the altar, mighty God. And I lift them up to you in the mighty name of Jesus. I come to represent your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every sickness, mighty God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'm not seeing any requests in the chat. But Lord God Almighty, I lift up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every sickness, every disease, mighty God, every condition of the body, every
in the name of flesh,
every condition of the bone, every condition of the skin, every condition, mighty God, of the blood, every condition of the red blood cells, the white blood cells, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every condition of each, God, in our body, mighty God, we lift them up to you in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to cover me and cover your people, Lord. And I ask you, Lord God Almighty, that heaven will open. Jesus, you're able. You're able to create new cells, new organs, mighty God. You are able, oh God Almighty, to speak health and healing, and it is done. You did it for many people, Lord God Almighty. You have done it before, you can do it again. You did it for the woman with the issue of blood. All she needed to do, mighty God, was to touch your hem. And virtue fell flow from you to her body. So tonight, Lord God, let your people touch your hem. Let them believe, oh God Almighty, by faith. Because faith is believing that it is without seeing it possible, Lord. So tonight, Lord, I extend my faith on behalf of your people. And I thank you for healing, healing of the mind, emotional healing, physical healing, mighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
I praise, Lord, hallelujah, that you will find us. Meet us where we are, mighty God.
My God,
because of our health situation. We have no money. We worry. We can't function as we ought to, mighty God, in your kingdom. So tonight, Lord God Almighty, we come to you for healing. Not just healing in our old crooked ways, but healing that will bring you glory, that we will share our testimonies with you, that when you say go, we will get up and
hallelujah.
Go. We're not just going to be healed, mighty God, and just sit down and do what we want to do. We are going to surrender to you, oh God Almighty, even as the prayer and the request have been made. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you for the victory and the deliverance. Mighty God, I give you praise. Mighty God, I give you honor.
Hallelujah.
And I give the finances to you. And I give the request to you, oh God, for every documentation. I give the request to you for marital problems. I give the request to you, oh God, for child-rearing issues. I give you the request, mighty God, concerning issues on the job. Oh God, I give you the request concerning, hallelujah, all the issues in the society, mighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus, the system and the policies put in place to affect your people, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just want to worship you tonight. I give to you tonight, Lord, those who need salvation. I give to you tonight, Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Those who are on the verge of backsliding, those who have already backslidden, mighty God. I give to you tonight, those who are pressing on the upward way, Lord God Almighty. And sometimes the journey just seem crooked. The journey just seem hard, mighty God.
We are
tempted to give in. But tonight, Lord God, we hold on to your unchanging hand. We hold on to your promises, Lord. I give tonight to you, Lord God, a marriage that is on the verge of breaking down. Lord, we know, oh God Almighty, that you can fix it. You are the one who command hearts. You are the one who can melt hearts, and you are the one who hardens hearts. And tonight, Lord God, I pray that you visit the heart of some husbands and some wives, oh mighty God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The hearts of some children, the hearts of some leaders and employers, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to let your people go in the name of Jesus, so that we can satisfy, oh God Almighty, our God-given destinies. Lord Jesus, tonight I just want to say thank you for all those who came on the platform, those who came for deliverance, Lord God Almighty. Jesus, 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 tonight,
I don't know what it is, Lord, but you know, Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus. I pray that you will not let your people leave the same way as they came, in Jesus' name. Lord, we know your presence is here. Meet them, mighty God. You know the prayer. You know the request that they're making, even in their spirit. Some of us, we don't even know how to put into words. We don't know how to articulate what we need to ask of you, Lord. But you know, Lord God Almighty, even by our sighs and our groans, Lord, you know it tonight, Jesus. And I declare and decree that no one on this platform tonight will leave the same way they came, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I give every sick person to you, every sick family members to you, Lord. Those who are in the hospitals tonight, in the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
We declare healing. We declare strength. We declare miracles, signs and wonders tonight. In the name of Jesus,
in
we
the name of
mighty
Jesus.
Move of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In midst,
Lord God Almighty, because you said we have the authority here on earth to speak, oh God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. And to do greater that you than you have done when you were here on earth, mighty God. So tonight I speak healing. Tonight I speak victory. Tonight I speak deliverance. Tonight I speak healing even for those who are grieving. Tonight I speak deliverance for those who are going through marital issues. Tonight I declare that testimonies after testimonies will come about tonight, September 4th, 2025, on Prayer Portal Ministries. International, hallelujah, Prayer Portal Ministries to Heaven, International. Father God, I thank you tonight, oh God Almighty, that the mighty move of God is here. I thank you, Lord God Almighty, Jesus, that we're not just coming in vain. We're not just coming to make noise.
Oh God.
We're coming because we know that you are able. We're coming, oh God Almighty, because we know that we cannot make it on our own. We come tonight because we need your help. And so, Jesus. Father God, I thank you for helping even those whose hearts are crying out to say, Lord. But there's so many distractions in their lives. They don't want to say yes. But tonight, I declare that you will lose them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I give you praise, Lord God. Hallelujah. I give you honor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for boldness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty God, I give you praise that you will equip us, your people, Jesus, and those of us who you want to be processed with the fire some more. Give us the grace to go through. Cause us to endure, mighty God. Cause us to trust you in the process, mighty God. As I tell you, thanks, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
in advance, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Receive on behalf of your people tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember the people who are preparing to go back to school for their children, Lord, and are wondering how. God of heaven, open heaven, mighty God. And I declare a blessing. In the name of Jesus, that they shall go and they shall flourish, and great things will happen concerning these children, Lord, and they will know you through their parents' circumstances, Lord. Hallelujah. And I tell you, thanks, that it is done. I believe by faith, oh God, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty God, thank you, Jesus. And so tonight, Lord, as I stretch my hand towards this platform, yes. I declare upon your intercessors, Sister Nadine, Deacon Scott, Sister Camille, Elder Edward, Sister Terry, I declare favor and blood coverage over them. Let no weapon form against them tonight prosper. And let every tongue that rises up against your servants tonight, mighty God, be cut down in the mighty and exalted name of Jesus.
Lord, I overturn every conference table with their names on it tonight. Lord, I declare that their names will be mentioned in good conversations, in high places, in the name of Jesus. I declare, mighty God, that every, oh God, forces of darkness that want to come upon your intercessors tonight, mighty God, you will fight for them in the name of Jesus. I declare, mighty God, that going forward, favor shall be their portion. God, we give you thanks for tonight, Lord, and we call everything done for your glory in Jesus' mighty and exalted name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Mr.
Camille, over to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We give God glory. We honor the Lord tonight for his presence that has been in our midst. We acknowledge the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, and we exalt the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I want to use this opportunity as we are closing to thank Sister Ingrid, who led us, Sister Ingrid White, who led us into our devotional exercise. May the God of heaven bless you, Sister Ingrid. May he anoint you afresh in the name of Jesus Christ. May he pour out new oil, new wine upon you in the name of Jesus as you continue to open up and to avail yourself to be used for the glory of Almighty God. Praise God. We want to bless the Lord for Sister Jody. Hallelujah. We cover you under the blood of Jesus. Woman of God, we wrap you in Psalm 91. We declare that you are hidden in the secret place. You are covered under the shadow of the Almighty. He is covering you right now and your family members under his feathers in the name of Jesus. And we walk in our deliverance tonight, people of God. All the prayers have been prayed. We stand in agreement. Our requests, though we may not have named it, they are going up. They have gone up before the Lord. And we are believing tonight that we are delivered. And we are walking in that deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so we bless the Lord tonight as we get ready to go. Just before we go, is there a quick testimony? Anybody want to testify of the goodness of God? Hallelujah. As we get ready to close, any testimonies? Praise God. All right. Bless the Lord. We continue to exalt the name of Jesus. We continue to thank him for his faithfulness. Amen. We glorify him. Hallelujah. For his presence in our lives. And for the manifestation of his power and his presence. To God be the glory. And as we go, is there an unsaved online tonight who wants to make that decision to serve the Lord? And as I would have said from time to time, today is the day of salvation, because it's the only time that we know and we are sure of having this moment, 1 hour, 1 minute from now. We don't know where we will be. And so I invite you, if you are an unsaved, let us give our lives to the Lord. I invite you to give your life unto God. Absolute surrender tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Is there one person tonight on the platform that will say, yes, Lord, I choose you. I choose to surrender to you. Is there one among us? Hallelujah. You can open your mic and indicate. You can indicate in the chat. You can indicate to one of us privately. Hallelujah. But let us know that we may be able to provide support with you, for you. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. And so as we get ready to close, can we just shout hallelujah? We're closing. We're just shouting our hallelujah so we can close with a hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And so as we go here, heaven's benediction over you tonight. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon each of you. And may he release upon you his peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We want to thank you for joining us tonight. If you are a first-time visitor, we welcome you. It was good having you. If you are a regular attendee, we bless the Lord for you. Amen. And I see some persons that we haven't seen in a while. We bless God for you. We thank you for coming on. Sister Cadian, bless the Lord. God bless you, my sister. I see Sister Yvonne. God bless you, Sister Heather. God bless you. I know Sister Thelma was on earlier. We bless the Lord for her. And Sister Lynette, praise God. Brother Duane, it's good to have you. God's child, it's good to have you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so it's good to have each of you. I would just bless the Lord for each of you. It would not have been the same without you. Amen. And so as you go, have a wonderful night. God bless you. Is there any final remarks from any of the leaders as we go?
Yes, Sister Camille, just want to share with the group that we have a new convert class. And for those who don't know, you know, it's a class where we meet together and we provide working tools for new converts so they can stand the test of time. So if you wish to be added to that group, you could send a message to the WhatsApp group, or you could send a message here so we can add you to it. It's like once a month or as and when the Holy Spirit would lead that we meet. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Yes, Sister Camille, I would also like to remind you guys about Bible study Saturday. Brother, Bible study.
Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord. And I also want to acknowledge the presence of Sister Plummer.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Mm-hmm. God bless the Lord, Sister Plummer.
Plummer. God bless you. Sister Plummer is officially adopted into our family.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother Vinton. Good to see you.
God bless you. Uh-huh.
Yes, Brother Vinton. Bless the Lord for you.
It's always a blessing, Brother Grant. Praise God. So Bible
always a blessing. Thank you.
The same link here on a Saturday night at 8, and it's usually for about an hour and 15 minutes, but it's good stuff, good food. Amen. So I invite you to join us. Praise God. God bless you. Greet somebody as you go. Sister Nadine, God bless you.
God bless you.
Bless the Lord, Brother King.
Sister Nicole.
Bless the Lord. Dr. War. Thank God for you, Dr. War. Bless the Lord.
Good night, Sister everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Edda. Good night. Scott, Sister Edda. Good night, Sister Lem.
Bless up yourself, Brother King.
Bless the Lord.
Bless you, Brother King. Amen.
Yes, Brother Allen.
Bless
the Lord for your Brother Allen.
Brother Caleb. Brother Elijah.
Amen. Sister Marvin.
Bless you.
Elijah.
Hallelujah.
And bless you, Sister Terry. Sister Camilla Edwards.
Bless the Lord, Sister Yannet.
Have a good night.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.